Anticipated conflicts in Battle Creek. Daniels was referring to steps being taken by various individuals and groups to block moving the Review and Herald out of Battle Creek. 300 people had been employed in the plant. Many owned their own homes and some had rental properties. They feared personal financial disaster. Then, too, the burgeoning cereal food industry, pioneered by the Kelloggs but now far beyond their control, had made Battle Creek a boomtown. According to P.T. Magon in a letter written in mid-1902, Adventists in Battle Creek were making lots of money these days. They are adding farm to farm continually, building houses and speculating generally, wrote Magon. Our brethren there have gone wild on land and food propositions. P.T. Magon to EGW, May 25, 1902. He reported that the town of Battle Creek has come to be known throughout the whole central and eastern states as the Adventist mining camp. It is not difficult to see why Battle Creek Adventists were not eager to see the General Conference and the Review and Herald printing plant leave the city. But more disturbing to church leaders were the lawsuits threatened by certain disaffected members of the Review and Herald constituency, which could tie things up in legal battles for years. "We are in a dreadful place," wrote Daniels to the Lord's Messenger. "God must help us. We are helpless." A.G.D. to EGW, July 5, 1903. In agonizing words he poured out his soul to her. "Sister White, the hour has struck for something to be done. We are in peril. The stability of this cause is at stake. This involves the honor of God and the welfare of thousands of innocent, faithful believers in this message. Unless I am altogether deceived, we are face to face with a crisis. The situation admonishes me to get my bearings that I may prove true to my trust. I do most earnestly want the Lord to take me by the hand and lead me. I am afraid to go alone. I humble my heart and repudiate all that is of self, all that is carnal. I know nothing yet as I ought to know it. Christ, whose I am, is my head and my wisdom. For weeks my heart has been crying out for God, the living God. I want to tell you that I realize as I never have in all my life the need, and the value to the church, of the spirit of prophecy. The working of Satan at this present time is surely with all power, and signs, and lying wonders. And it is so intense and cunning that only God can meet it successfully. We who accept the high and sacred responsibilities of this work must let God teach us, and we must listen to His voice." Ibid. On W.C. White's arrival in Battle Creek, the men hastened to the east to look at the New York and Washington properties. In spite of a pledge made by the real estate agent to hold the Fishkill property, they found it had been sold by another agent, A.G.D. to E.G.W., July 23, 1903.